WorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And if you were listening last hour when Christine Karst of AMA Waterways River Cruises was here discussing how you can come travel with Mary and me this July in Portugal or Rudy on the Danube, there's also a link with all the info and getting that done at the top of the RMWorldTravel.com homepage, so go check it out. Now for today's G-Block Personal Connection segment, well, Mike Hanna with the United Airlines is about to check in, but first, we're sponsored by Hilton.
We've always believed it matters where you stay, and whenever you're on the move in 2023, whether it's vacation, business, solo, or with a group, with nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their soon-to-be 19 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need.
Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. We think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program looks the best out there, and that's why they're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. Make your reservations today, find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com, look on the homepage, or under sponsors.
Let's get right to that show hotline as Mike Hanna, Senior Vice President with United Airlines, is holding and ready to go, and we're going to get a first-hand report on how good leads the way when flying the friendly skies.
Mike, hello, Happy New Year, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, Robert. Good to be with you.
Well, nice to have you here with us this morning. So listen, we have a lot we want to get to with you. Certainly what prompted us to reach out and invite you to join us was the biggest wide-body order by a U.S. carrier in commercial aviation history, and that's United Airlines when you know, with what you just did in December. We're going to get to that. But really, we'd be remiss if we didn't start by discussing the shutdown of all flights by the FAA on Wednesday morning due to what they say was a database software glitch. I've actually been told United Airlines acted quickly and shut down early based on what was unfolding on Tuesday into Tuesday night. So share with us, you know, where you were when you got the call, how did it impact United's operations, and based on being more proactive than others perhaps, how quickly were you able to recover, you know, from the full shutdown?
Hey, Robert, thank you so much for the question. You know, I'll tell you, the NOTAM challenges we had this week with the FAA obviously put us in a position where we had to activate our Emergency Operations Center, what we call an EOC, and truly take this on. But it's something we drill for, believe it or not. We drill for these type of incidents that could occur, whether they are IT outages or something that will affect our airline. And we do that through our Emergency Operations Center. So I'll tell you, just after 4 a.m., I was down in Houston this week, and my phone started to ring. I saw our number from our EOC notification line, got on a quick huddle with many of my peers around the system to understand exactly what was happening and what that impact could mean to all of us at United and, of course, all of our customers, and quickly sprang into action. I do have to give a lot of credit, though, to the FAA for their support throughout this and working with us and looking for ways to be able to send information to pilots. That's what the NOTAM system does, sends information that they need to be aware of to our pilots, and how quickly they were able to get this back up and running. You know, as we worked through it, we quickly realized that we needed to plan a little bit differently and delay some flights in the morning to really understand how quickly this would come back up. But I'll tell you, we had the opportunity to bring our Newark hub back up first, then followed by our Dulles hub. And, you know, by 8 o'clock in the morning central time, you know, we were starting to see airplanes, you know, departing. And I'll tell you, we did everything we could to service our customers. I'm very, very proud to say, though, that we canceled, you know, we had a day where we canceled very few flights, thank goodness, even though this type of disruption. I'm not sure how many flights our other carriers may have canceled.
Yeah, but you guys were a small percentage.
Yeah,
I did say that.
The numbers were small. Yeah. Well, good to hear. And good to hear that you felt that the FAA kind of swept in and supported you. However, I would say I hope the FAA works on getting some of this technology fixed before you guys take delivery of all the new aircraft coming over the next few years, which is what I'd like to get to with you now. I remember when we were, you know, we met with you and you were on the show back in, I think it was midsummer 2021 in Chicago. And we talked about United Airlines making the largest purchase of aircraft ever at that time. And that was the Boeing 737 MAX and the Airbus 320neo jetliners, as well as, of course, the intent to hire new pilots and flight attendants. And then just before this Christmas in December, United announces the largest wide-body order by a U.S. carrier in history with up to 200, I think, new Boeing 787 aircraft. Mike, that's a lot of aircraft. That's a lot of optimism. Talk with us about this big investment that United is making and how it's going to transform United Airlines for travelers.
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible for us with our partnership with both Boeing and Airbus, of course, but to really invest in this number of airplanes. If you think about it now, you know, 700 narrow-body airplanes and wide-body aircraft that we're purchasing. We have options to purchase additional. You talked about the 100 that was just announced with the 787 Dreamliners. We also have options to add another 100. We added additional 100 narrow bodies as well. So it's pretty spectacular, the ability that we're going to have to grow our airline and become not only the biggest but the best airline in the history of aviation. That's been our target. Our CEO has really, you know, preached that to us and ensuring that we're doing everything possible that we are going to go and become the absolute best airline in the world. And I'll tell you, these airplanes are going to be phenomenal for us. Polaris business class seats, you know, in these mm-hmm. wide bodies, all aisle access, going to have 16-inch high-definition monitors, thousands of movies, TV shows, playlists, podcasts, games, et cetera, access to larger premium plus cabin as well. You know, Bluetooth connectivity on our aircraft, on the 787 aircraft, to be able to use your own headphones. These just spectacular opportunities for us as we grow our airline. And I'll tell you, so many of us, you know that this is going to be exactly what our customers are looking for, particularly as we grow our international operation and continue to give customers a superior product.
Yeah, listen, that's going to lead me because the amount of aircraft that's coming, and I think I've seen it's like, you know, two to three a week on average, I think, this year into next year, or a month, if you will. That's a substantial amount of, no, it is a week. Actually, you know what? I just looked at that. It's two to three a week. Yeah, exactly. I mean, which is even bigger. That's exciting. You have the new
Very
fleet. Everyone likes
yeah.
to fly on new planes. All good. So, you know, last week on the show, Rudy, he was giddy that ice cream sundaes are now back on United's international flights and business class. But I also recall around Thanksgiving seeing you've also brought back kids' meals on flights as well. Both are good for customer loyalty. The new planes are great. All the things you just mentioned. I want to know, are there some other things that has you excited about United Airlines operations in 2023, Mike? You know, maybe it is the planes, maybe it's the club rooms, maybe it's something at the airport, perhaps somewhere else, you know, that we should all be looking forward to as well.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, it's a great question. We continue to hire some of the best people in the world to work for United. This year alone on my team, we hired over 8,000 brand new employees. Overall, you know, we hired nearly 15,000, including flight attendants, pilots, and mechanics. In addition to the ground employees, and we continue to invest in our people and really grow. And I believe our people are our greatest asset, and we've done very, very well with hiring some of the best out there. We can continue to do that. Next year, we'll continue to grow in all of our hubs, you know, hiring more than 1,800 in the Houston area, more than 1,100 in the D.C. area, 2,100 in New York, 2,200 in the Bay Area, another 2,600 in Chicago, right here in Chicago. So if you start to think about our investments, not only are we investing in people and things for this airline, like adding additional clubs, the C-10 club at O'Hare opened this week. You know, we're investing in a brand new in-flight training, state-of-the-art in-flight training center that will open up next week. I mean, we're doing all of these things to really build on the foundation of United to be able to deliver the best possible airline out there to our customers.
Well, Mike,
and I am incredibly proud.
Well, when you say, listen, you know, you pick up any newspaper, you flip through any, you go through the news on your phone or computer or whatever, you turn on television, all we're hearing about in so many sectors of the world out there are all the layoffs and so forth. The fact, the numbers that you just gave, that's substantial growth that's coming.
Investment
so clearly
in,
there's
yeah.
something going on good at United Airlines.
Without a doubt. I think by the time we're done here, we're looking at probably, you know, another 30, 40 plus thousand people that we're going to add at United. And that's great, not only for United, but also for the communities that we serve. United is a big part of being in the fabric of the community. And this is just another example of how we're investing in our people and our customers and the community.
Well, between the hubs that you have, you know, in New York with Newark Liberty, you got Intercontinental there, George Bush in Houston, Chicago, O'Hare, you know, Dulles, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Denver, and also all the flights you've added to London. I actually think right now, if I'm correct, United is the largest U.S. airline flying over the Atlantic and the Pacific currently, correct?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, you brought up London. So for my friends out in London, I was just there a couple of months ago talking to our team out there. You know, we were big on, you know, 22 and 22, meaning 22 flights over the Atlantic to London from our hubs into that London station. And this year we'll be adding one more, and we'll be 23 and 23. So who knows what the future holds?
Well, Mike,
24 and 24.
Yeah, there it is. Listen,
perfect,
we're going to
yeah.
leave it there for right now. Thank you very much for the check-in today. We always enjoy these conversations with you, really do. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mike Hanna, United Airlines. Listen, there's clearly stuff going on at United Airlines.
It's the growth factor there that's on the expansion of the lounges. It's great to see it.
It is, and we'll have to get out to Chicago to see that lounge that just opened. All right, as we step aside for some sponsor messages, everyone, don't forget we archive every hour of every program at rmworldtravel.com, so go check it out. While you're there, be sure to click on the Come Travel with Robert and Mary, or Rudy, this July in Europe. There are still three more segments coming your way today on this January 14th broadcast, including RJ with the Open Road. We've got the Museum Gallery ahead towards the end of the hour. But next, Rudy is going to be here with The Right Stuff, talking destination wellness. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.